Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Wednesday unanimously passed a bill proposed by Senators Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Mike Braun, the Republican from Maine, to declassify intelligence related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn said this week he believes the COVID-19 is a weaponized operation of the Chinese Communist Party against the United States. The country of Colombia has been rocked by protests for a month, with critical supplies cut off due to roadblocks. Another nationwide strike is expected on Friday, and accusations of police brutality growing louder. Marta Lucia Ramirez, Colombia's vice president and foreign minister, says the roadblocks are preventing food and critical medical supplies like oxygen from being transported between Cali, the epicenter of the protests, and the capital of Bogota. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Police brutality claims are coming out of Washington State. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Three police officers in Washington State were charged in the killing of Manuel Ellis, a black man who died while being handcuffed and restrained last year. Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed second-degree murder charges against officers Christopher Burbank and Matthew Collins and a first-degree manslaughter charge against Officer Timothy Ranking. Ellis, 33, was killed after police stopped him as he was walking home. Documents state that officers slammed Ellis into the ground unprovoked as they punched and hogtied him. He repeatedly said, "I can't breathe." Witnesses say they saw Ellis and there was no sign of aggression. They said Officer Burbank swung open the passenger door of the car and struck Ellis from behind, knocking him to his knees. He then stunned him and applied pressure to the back of his neck with both of his knees while he was restrained.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
During the Trump administration, the United States cut funding for the World Health Organization for its incompetence.
The WHO, that's the World Health Organization, they seem to be very China-centric. They should have known, and they probably did know, so we'll be looking into that very carefully.
President Biden rejoined the WHO early in his term. Now Facebook is doing an about-face on some of its political policies. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Facebook announced that posts pushing the hypotheses that COVID-19 is man-made will no longer be banned on the platform. The social media company in February stating in a blog post that they would take down posts that contained what they called false information about COVID-19. Facebook adding that they would remove accounts, pages, and groups that share those claims repeatedly. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill continuing to press for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, one of the senators looking for an independent investigation, tells Fox News the WHO should not be involved in any independent investigation.
The World Health Organization is not capable of undertaking this investigation because, frankly, the Chinese won't allow it. I think it's quite possible. Let me tell you that the Chinese government, the Communist Party itself, doesn't exactly know what happened, because they don't have a system where if you won the Wuhan lab and you somehow had an accident and this caused a problem, you're going to self-report it. People like that get fired, they disappear.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Live.
You know, I'm often asked about this song. It's Barry White and the Love Theme Orchestra. Well, I'll tell you, if ever we needed a love theme, it is these days. America is, you know, we've gone through it for the last 15 months, and a lot of frustration and anger is being demonstrated out in the streets. I mean, crime is through the roof here. And maybe that's what we just need to play the heck out of Barry White and the Love Theme Orchestra. I don't know, Wilford Riley, what do you think?
I mean, it's not a bad start. I don't know if that's going to solve all the problems, though.
I don't think so either. But, hey, we just need – well, you know, we can't even laugh anymore. I mean, if we laugh about things and, you know, make fun of stuff, people are so sensitive. I mean, it was reported that the, you know, the marshal out of Idaho that made fun of LeBron James with that TikTok video, he got fired. And, you know, and I thought it was a funny video, you know, kind of bringing back into some sense of calm after LeBron was so animated, claiming that he was putting a, you know, suggesting, I should say, that he was putting a bounty on police. I mean, that that went crazy, and I was surprised that the police en masse didn't, you know, weren't more outraged. But this TikTok video that this one police officer had presented, you know, got the point, brought some levity into it, and he ends up losing his job.
Yeah, I do think that this is one of the more interesting things about kind of the modern woke moment. The people that say very often the craziest thing, we need to tear down the entire government, the police are genocidal murderers, are also the most sensitive people imaginable. So, I mean, LeBron James is actually a pretty good example of this. I mean, LeBron has made a whole series of claims over the past couple of years. He said with no evidence that people in L.A. were painting racial slurs on his house. Police recently announced they still haven't, quote-unquote, caught the culprit, a la O.J. Simpson. You know, he recently, and it's so down the line. At any rate, I'm not too surprised by that. But, yeah, I think for most normal people, humor has a big place in the world as we try to bounce back from COVID-19 and all the other things that
exactly.
happened last year.
Yeah. Well, we need to, because it brings some mellowness to the culture. And right now we're wired tight. I've been noticing more and more, and I think you and I talked about this the last time. You know, I think it's quite interesting that women seem to be more angry than men these days. It's like, what is going on here? I mean, speaking of love's theme, maybe that's what we just go around and, I mean, ask them first. I mean, don't violate their space, but maybe they need a hug.
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you start walking up to random social justice feminists and hugging them, you might risk some charges there. So I'd keep that in mind.
Well, that's why I said ask first.
But no, I mean, I do think that there's a very serious point there. I mean, people joke about quote unquote incels and then sort of cat ladies on the other side, and you know, how can we solve this problem? One way to solve this problem would be for those two groups to go on some dates.
Yes.
So there are a lot of things going on at the same time. I mean, some of these things, crime and so on, that's social. Those are large-scale phenomena that comes from pulling back the police. But I talked about this on the Tucker Carlson show, actually. One of the things that we don't really notice in society is that people are going on dates less often. You know, we don't want to encourage promiscuity, but they're having less healthy sex after several dates in marriage. People are less likely to get married. So I think there are a lot of people that are just lonely. I mean, if you look at the percentage of people that live alone with one pet or something like that, I mean, that's been surging for decades, and I don't think that's the healthiest thing imaginable. So it's almost, obviously you don't want to, you know, encourage kids to hook up more in college or something, but it is weird to see a whole generation of people focused on sort of these little metal and plastic devices. And I guess a sign of this would be people don't pass notes anymore to some extent. There's very little personal contact of the kind there used to be. Lower rates of marriage, lower rates of varsity athletics, lower rates of military service. So for people, especially young men, I mean, the more chances you have to get out there and actually interact with other human beings, I mean, the better. I mean, you should do that whenever it's possible.
Yeah, well, without a doubt, and what's happened, particularly with men, they seem to gravitate more into their, and this is a broad generality, but, you know, they're characterized as being in their parents' basement playing video games, and we know, you know, based on the facts that people aren't getting married younger. I mean, you know, it's, you know, they're getting married in their 30s. And, you know, and I think part of it, and some of the women are realizing, is men are a little retarded. I mean, we're immature to begin with anyway. But if your whole life, you know, cycles around video games, I mean, what do you have to offer a quality woman in today's culture, even though she might be a little bit angry?
Yeah, it all goes together. There actually are some fascinating people. I mean, I think it was Robert Bly that wrote all these books, Iron John and so on, you know, a couple of decades back. But, I mean, men traditionally, I won't say men are dumb, but men have needed kind of a little incentive to move on to each stage of life. So you're a young boy, and then you know, put away childish things, and you become an athlete or a warrior, and then you learn a trade, and there are all these stages in that, even apprentice, journeyman, master, and then you settle into adult life and so on and on. And we've removed a lot of those formal steps. I mean, until about 1970, 1975, there was a military draft in the USA, so you were going to do your 4 years in the Army. I mean, it was expected in most schools, unless you were identifying as a rebel, that you'd be some kind of varsity or competitive athlete. I mean, it would have been considered very bizarre because you were living with your parents until, say, 18, 20. If you weren't in a romantic relationship with a woman, assuming you liked women. And a lot of that has been removed. And this is the same thing with religion, right? I mean, you've seen church attendance decline and so on. And for a while, a lot of these movements, like the New Atheists with Sam Harris and so on, kind of presented this as a good thing. The idea was that if you got rid of all of the stuff you sort of had to do, you had to get married by 25, you had to go to church, people would sort of figure out their own brilliant ways to live life. And what we've seen is that a lot of young men don't really do that. They'd kind of rather watch porn and play Call of Duty and play some pickup football outside. And, like, you can see why.
Yeah.
But if you do that until you're 35, you're then going to be 35 just now starting out trying to do those things like learn a trade that men normally did, you know, a decade earlier.
Exactly.
And a lot of the stuff that people present is really complex. Like, why is the population dropping so that we rely on immigration? You know, there are pretty simple reasons for some of this. Like, the best time as a man or a woman, I'm not criticizing anyone who doesn't do this, but to have kids is between, like, 19 and 27.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's when the body is most ready to do that. That's when people traditionally got married. So what you see right now is a lot of people on both sides kind of screwing around in the literal sense, playing the field, having fun until they're 32. Then, you know, maybe there's a marriage, but you want to get to that next level of executive status. You don't have kids for a couple of years after that. And by the time you're thinking about it, you're, you know, 36, 37. And to some extent, that's true for a lot of my friends, and it's frankly less serious for men. But if most couples do that, you're going to have fewer people, frankly. You're going to have fewer people that at 40 decide they want to have two children.
Well, not to mention, I mean, we ignore the huge deal in terms of population reduction, and that's, you know, abortion. Abortion,
oh, yeah.
Basically, we've eliminated an entire generation labor force. And, you know, it's just amazing what our decisions, our choices have made. And we're having to pay the consequences. And I think they're much more complicated. I mean, even from a psychological standpoint, as you bring out a good point, that is, at certain times, certain eras, as we grow, we're supposed to learn certain things when you're 15 and at 20. And if you don't, and you're 30, and you've got to go back and learn what you should have learned 15 years ago, that's what we call the grief to happiness ratio. A lot more grief than happiness, let me tell you. Just saying, because of experience, that's all. 15 minutes after, we've got more from Wilford after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best-tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. Nigeria is included in the U.S. State Department's list of countries of particular concern regarding religious persecution. Christians in Nigeria face abductions, bombings, attacks, and executions because of their faith. But listeners of the Tide Gospel program know that God is in control during these perilous times. Some are even seeing God work miracles. One listener shared how he had been blind for years, but while listening to the Tide program in his own language, he prayed for healing and regained his sight. It is so encouraging to see people in Nigeria pursuing a relationship with God and finding hope and provision through Him. It's also inspiring to note that their primary focus is on what God does for them as opposed to what people bring against them. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is helping people across the world to experience the love of Christ, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, welcome back. We're kicking off a Memorial Weekend, a hallowed day in this country. When you think about it, yes, you know, people look at it and say, okay, it's the start of summer and it's time to barbecue and get together. And I think after, you know, a long 16 plus months of, isolation, as Dr. Wilford Riley was referring to earlier, I think we're looking forward. I mean, thank God we didn't have to wait till July 4th, as the president had declared, that maybe we might be able to have hot dogs. But, you know, he missed the memo. People have been having hot dogs, meeting in their backyards, realizing that we've been out of this COVID deal for a couple of months. But it was amazing how quick the CDC, 2 days before, was saying, no, I mean, we still got major problems. This is really serious. And then 2 days later, they're saying, masks off. You know, I mean, heads are spinning here. Wilford, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is, so first of all, like you said, I think the large majority of people in the USA realized months ago that they'd probably had COVID or went, and if they had a blue-collar job, took an antibody test or something like this, and have been living a normal life for a while. So hopefully you're not just now coming out of the basement, you know, blinking at the sun. But this is actually, as a serious point, something that's incredibly aggravating to every quality academic I know on that kind of center right or right. Most of the stuff about COVID-19, we've known for months. I mean, the idea that COVID-19, you know, the disease is real, it's a killer, but first it kills almost entirely the elderly, average victim's 82. We've known that for a year. The idea that basic NPI, stay home if you're sick, non-pharmaceutical interventions, that sort of thing, clean yourself, those work about as well as at restraining the disease as lockdowns. We've known that since the studies in Western Europe for about a year. Now you're starting to see the same thing with this. You can take your mask off if you're vaccinated. Everyone knew that. We knew the vaccine worked before the vaccine was released. That's why it took so long to release the vaccine, blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, you're now seeing this even with, quote-unquote, the lab leak hypothesis, right, where, again, Brett Weinstein, a lot of intellectual dark web guys, a lot of guys on the right have said for 7-8 months that, you know, COVID-19 could very well have escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which is literally a place that does gain-of-function research on deadly viruses located in Wuhan. And the media freaked out about this, said it was nonsensical, said it was racist. I mean, a couple of days ago, they started admitting it was probably real, that it's much more likely you saw that escape from a virology lab than that, you know, people were eating wild animals or whatever the alternative explanation was supposed to be, pangolins and bats and civet cats and stuff. Yes. I don't know, by the way, why that's not a racist accusation if you want to talk about racism. But anywho, I suspect we'll keep seeing this down the road, that things that have been said very, very often in the ex-military community or church community or heterodox scientific community turn out to be true. So keep an eye on the media. Follow that path from it's totally impossible to, you know, oh, it probably did happen. Here's why we didn't cover it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the other idea, gain of function, and people are, this is a new term for people, but it's really hardly not that much different from biological warfare, which was outlawed internationally decades ago. And so, you know, this is kind of a form of that. And this is, I think, why, Dr. Fauci was so nervous before Rand Paul asking these questions about gain of function. Because, you're playing with fire here. And it's hard for me to remove him and put him in a position of total innocence when he had people there in the early stages of Wuhan. And supposedly, I mean, this is information we've known for the last year and a half, is that he had a team there, and they came back after several months with the report that they were reckless and there was going to be an accident there. So here it is. We have a release of this virus, and Dr. Fauci says nothing. It's like, wait a minute, you know, where were you? You should have been, you should have been sounding the alarm a lot sooner. And I don't know, something got lost in translation here, Dr. Riley.
Yeah, so first of all, gain of function research is one of those crazy things, like designing thinking robots, that we shouldn't be doing. I don't see any logical upside to it. Gain of function research is research that's focused on making diseases more deadly in most cases. That's what the function of a virus is.
And you're weaponizing the disease is what you're doing. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, the argument is, I guess, that if we are attacked by a new deadly strain of something or the other, we'll know how to handle it from working with these enhanced viruses. But I don't really get the logic of that. We already know how to deal with smallpox and HIV and absolutely, you know, crippling diseases that exist in society. So we have labs that do this. So do the Chinese. So do the Russians. I'm sure the equally vicious smaller countries more so in many cases do as well, but that's something we really shouldn't be doing. But the crazy thing with the Wuhan Institute of Virology is that the USA has funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology. We had a fairly close relationship with them. Fauci, as you said, has been part of teams that have traveled over there. None of this is at all conspiratorial. And there have been discussions on several occasions of kind of the lax standards, I suppose you could say, at the lab. You know, basic refrigerator-style seals are used to close these big cylindrical things full of viral material and so on. So many, many people, as when COVID erupted in Wuhan, said the obvious, which is that there's, you know, something pretty close to a biowar laboratory in Wuhan. We fund it, and it's badly run. Could those two things be connected? And the immediate response, for a bunch of reasons, we were really worried about quote-unquote racism directed at Chinese folks. We were working with China to contain the disease at the time. The immediate reaction was just, nope, couldn't have been. But the reality is this very likely was the case, and China bears a lot of responsibility for what ended up happening here, the release of this into society, millions of deaths, so on down the line.
Yeah, but we're talking – the other thing we're ignoring here is the amount of money that was on the line here. I mean, you know, we may say retrospectively we were concerned about any kind of prejudice towards, the Chinese living here in America. I didn't see a whole lot of that. I mean, there was a couple of incidences on a minor scale. What I saw was people were upset about, you know, what happened here. And we even had a scientist, I mean, a virologist herself who worked in the lab. She left China. She escaped China. And she came here, I think she was on Tucker Carlson's show, saying, hey, this was purposeful. I mean, she worked in the lab. I mean, and she reported this. So, you know, I think we know a lot more than we want to own up to. And we are like, you know, whether it's the NBA or others trying to protect any interests that they have with China, because they've been really proactive and they've done this with countries. I think when I think Australia challenged something, they cut them off. They put sanctions on them. And so they're a powerful force and they're using every influence they can to control the narrative.
Yeah, and to be fair, of course, Russia, the EU, possibly us, would, you know, engage in similar behavior if a deadly virus escaped from your country and killed, you know, 5 million people. I mean, and nations tend to be pretty amoral. But I think what we can say about this is we don't know this yet. This may never come to light. But I wouldn't be surprised if at least some Chinese officials had been aware of this very early on or had even been comfortable with the release of this. We don't know that yet. But I wouldn't be surprised if there was quite a lot going on behind the scenes in China, which is an enemy nation.
Well, yeah, I think you have the human instinct of covering your rear end that comes into play, too. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But, no, I mean, a lot of these things, for example, I would favor a U.S.-led, not WHO-led, investigation into what the hell happened here.
Right.
A lot of these political games, us going back and forth with the Chinese and so on, that's fine if you're talking about a fishing rights treaty, but COVID-19 kept half the U.S. population home for a year. I think it's extraordinarily important that we know what happened, we know how much gain-of-function work is being done, we know how well our Chinese rivals are managing that, so this doesn't happen again. Because right now, I don't really have any confidence that this couldn't happen again pretty near future.
Well, that's the whole reason, yeah, that you do this, that you do post-analysis, whether it's an airline crash or anything like that, right? So that you can, you know, tell people going forward, what do you have to look forward to if this breaks out again?
Yeah, I think we need a COVID-19 commission. I don't think we need a 1-6 commission,
yes,
that sort of thing, looking at the rioting back and forth the past year.
I'm with you.
We should look at what happened with COVID-19. That's obviously the biggest story of the past couple of years.
Well, I think it takes a lot more courage to look into what happened at COVID-19 versus 1-6, don't you think?
Yeah, what happened at, yes. I mean, the death toll is 6 million to 5.
Yeah.
And the 5 actually all happened to be on Trump's side, we now know.
Right.
So, yeah, but the thing is, I personally think that whatever the potential risks or whatnot, people should deal with real issues rather than
exactly
unreal ones.
Dr. Wilfred
Riley.
If
you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate on Wednesday unanimously passed a bill proposed by Senators Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Mike Braun, the Republican from Indiana, requiring President Biden to declassify intelligence related to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. Former National Security Advisor General Michael Flynn said this week he believes the COVID-19 is a weaponized operation of the Chinese Communist Party against the United States. The country of Colombia has been rocked by protests for a month, with critical supplies cut off due to roadblocks. Another nationwide strike is expected on Friday, and accusations of police brutality growing louder. Marta Lucia Ramirez, Colombia's vice president and foreign minister, says the roadblocks are preventing food and critical medical supplies like oxygen from being transported between Cali, the epicenter of the protests, and the capital of Bogota. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemerick, senior editor of Stream.org, joins us now. Hey, John, how are we doing?
Hey, Bill. Well, I'm doing well. It's always good to talk to you.
Well, great talking to you. This is a Memorial Day weekend, a solemn day, I believe. I think a hallowed day. It gets mixed sometimes with family parties. You know, it's the the welcoming of summer and all that. And sometimes the true meaning of Memorial Day gets lost in translation. And I want to take just a moment to honor those people that really count, the backbone, the true infrastructure of our freedom, and that is the people that paid the ultimate price, that died in the name of freedom, that we can enjoy our family time today.
Yeah, that's a good point, Bill. My uncle was wounded at Normandy and caught tuberculosis in the hospital, and his life was cut short by like 20 years by that. So, he was a delayed casualty of the Normandy landing.
And the thing is, John. Yeah, the thing is, and this is the other thing, too, is the ramifications. I mean, as a country, we feel it. But, the people that died and the family members, that were affected in the passing of relatives. I mean, to me, you honor them, I believe, as much as you do those that went to serve our country and died in the name of freedom.
Right. And it used to be routine for people from every social class to volunteer and serve in the military. Not just blue collar people who, God bless them, are the backbone of the military right now. But it used to be that lots of people from the Ivy League, which is go join the military for a few years to serve their country, build character, you know, be a part of the American experience. And they don't do that anymore. And increasingly, the military comes from very small portion of the population. God be with them, but that's not healthy. On the other hand, those people tend to be conservative and religious, and now the Biden administration is trying to purge them.
Exactly. Well,
they got this lunatic bishop named Bishop Garrison, who is a Marxist, who's obsessed with what he calls critical race theory, which is really just communism in blackface minstrel makeup. Yeah. And he is trying to purge the military. One guide that the military put out described evangelical Christians and conservative Catholics as instances of extremists who need to be purged.
Well, yeah. Well, and the sad part of it, John, which you're kind of intimating here, is this whole critical race theory actually does more harm than good, if any.
Well, sure.
I mean, the thing is, the very people it's supposed to help, it creates bigger injury and divide, and which is the people of color.
Well, Martin Luther King rejected communism. He could have joined the Communist Party and. Instead, he chose to work through the churches because that's where hope lay. That's where unity lay. That's where Americans could come together. And because Christianity is genuinely the root of racial and personal and sexual equality, not a cynical, ugly, power-obsessed, Machiavellian worldview like Marxism.
Yes.
And so, I mean, they're repudiating Martin Luther King, in some cases openly. I got an email from a professor who's trying to publish a book on the letter from Birmingham jail, and people are telling, oh, Martin Luther King's out of date. It's actually racist to cite Martin Luther King because he supported the American founding. That's where we are now, Bill.
Oh, unbelievable. Well, it's no surprise because anything that has to do with America has to be negated because it doesn't serve a global ideology and trajectory. And the thing is when you look at the numbers, John, again, I keep reminding people, I mean, this is an interesting concept because we know what happens historically when a republic bows its knee and crumbles. It does so in the name of democracy, which is mob rule. And mob rule in this case is a minority of people that, you know, have a big microphone that are being supported by the mainstream media, big tech, all these other elements, these propaganda machines that are overrunning reason. And they're getting people to wonder and question their own sanity on this. But when they pause for just a second and reconnect with some critical thinking and reason, you know, they go, what? This is all a bunch of bunk. And this is what's starting to freak out the Democrats and Joe Biden. Look at him. I mean, this guy is backpedaling so fast. It's no surprise because he learned from his mentor, Barack Obama, how to lead from behind very effectively. And this is what we're seeing on stage now. It is leading from behind once again, whether we're talking about Israel, whether we're talking about COVID, all this stuff that wasn't going to happen. Well, now they've got to look into China because the evidence is coming loud and clear that China, you know, perpetrated this deal, and I think it's a matter of time before you have the international community coming out in mass. And who's going to lead this international community to come against China?
It's going to be Donald Trump from exile.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump, that's perfect. You're exactly, because Joe Biden has already proven he doesn't have the intestinal fortitude. He doesn't even have the creativity. He doesn't even have the concept.
President Xi has him on speed dial and knows his PIN code because his son was a salaried employee of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And the Biden crime family was one of their main beneficiaries. I wrote about this at Stream.org for months. I'm a daily columnist at Stream.org. Now Biden is calling for more gun control measures after that tragic mass shooting in San Jose. Yeah. I've got a piece called Gun Grabbers Nationwide Rejoice at News of San Jose. A mass shooting, and that's true.
Yeah.
When there's a mass shooting, gun and enemies of gun rights like Joe Biden, it's like Christmas morning for them.
Yes.
and they hope that inside the package, Santa has delivered them a white male Republican shooter, preferably an evangelical Christian. That would be like the red Schwinn bike that they want for Christmas.
Exactly. That would be that BB gun, you know, that that Ralphie wanted, right? And, you know, of course, you know, he's going to shoot
Christmas
his eye out and everything. Right,
you're gonna
exactly.
Shoot your right, you're going to shoot your rights out, your Second Amendment rights. So I've got a piece at stream.org where I analyze the manipulative and dishonest rhetoric that comes out of the Democrats, but also out of a lot of the churches. Mm-hmm. The churches do not appreciate our gun rights. They do not see that they actually emerge from our human rights, mm-hmm. from our right to defend ourselves and our families against immediate threats, but also against a possibly tyrannical government down the road. And that these Second Amendment historically emerged 100% from within the churches. It was Protestants in England, Puritans and Congregationalists in England, in 1689, passed the Bill of Rights, the English Bill of Rights, and it included its own gun rights provision. But it was actually quite specific. It was tied to their religious freedom. They said specifically that no Protestant could be denied the right to carry a weapon. The reason they put it that way was that the Anglican Church had been persecuting Puritans.
Exactly.
And had been disarming Puritans under Charles I and Charles II, and had been confiscating guns, searching people's homes, taking away their ability to defend themselves in order to create an absolute monarchy along the lines of Louis XIV's France. Mm-hmm. Our founding fathers looked to the English Bill of Rights and adapted it for our Second Amendment. The connection between religious freedom and gun rights is absolutely fundamental.
Mm-hmm.
If you look, there's a great sobering book called Death by Government by a libertarian scholar, R.J. Rummel. He documented that in between 1910 and 1990, 170 million civilians were intentionally murdered by their governments. 170 million. That does not include those who died in war. Those are all like famines, concentration camps, purges. 170 million people. That's the population, I think, of France today or a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
What did those people all have in common? One thing. I mean, they were all around the world. What they had in common was one thing. They had all been disarmed by their governments before the governments turned on them. And if you go to the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, the first thing they did was seize private firearms. Why? Ask yourself why. Ask why the Biden administration wants to ideologically purge the military and take private firearms.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up more on the other side. Stay with us.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
You take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Wait, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The Arise USA Tour is free, with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including Constitutional Sheriff Richard Mack, the Patriot Street Fighter Scott McKay, human rights attorney Lee Dundas, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bill Martinez here. Welcome back. Dr. John's America continues with us. John, as you were saying, this is a direct calculated move by people coming into conscript power. They take our guns. They neutralize our relationship with God to any measure that they can. And this same formula is being exercised in America today.
Yes, they want – these are people who don't – they don't believe it, that man is an image of God. They don't see the human face as a reflection of the face of God. They see us as kind of a statistical rounding error in genetic evolution, in genetic mutations that has been polished and refined by the survival of the fittest and nothing more. And that dehumanizing worldview is not going to support the robust individual rights that our founding fathers had in mind for us. I've got another piece at Strain.org where I interview philosopher of science Stephen Meyer. Are you familiar with Stephen Meyer's work?
Yes, in fact, I just interviewed him last week.
His oh, what an amazing brilliant. Man.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, the return of the God hypothesis. Mm. It really definitively blows away most of the arguments. Maybe there are some he didn't touch on. All the arguments I've ever heard for believing that it's possible, even possible, much less likely, that the whole of biological life developed purely by accident. When we look at the smallest bacterium, the most primitive microorganism today, it is still vastly more complicated than our most hyper-developed supercomputers today.
And we think we're so brilliant. Go ahead.
Yeah, but we think that cell came together by accident.
Yeah.
It's like picking up a cell phone and saying, wow, how did the forces of gravity and of physics produce something like a Samsung S11? see that. Don't be a. Don't tell me this was made by a design, by intelligent design, or I'm going to call you a creationist.
Yes.
Actually, Mount Rushmore is my favorite. Mm. There was an old Sonny and Cher. Remember them?
Yes, right.
Sonny
yes.
Bono used to joke that Cher believed Mount Rushmore was a natural formation. It is much more likely that Mount Rushmore was formed by erosion and wind and rain
yes.
than that life is the result of random bacterial mutation. So when we talk about that at stream.org, the article is and in the article, I ask him some of the tougher theological questions that emerge. Mm-hmm. If the new atheism disappears because the evidence is just so overwhelming that what we see inside the cell, what we see in the body plans of all these animals that emerged after the Cambrian explosion, it is much more likely reflective of an intelligent design. When we see a machine that looks to be put together, we assume that someone put it together. Mm-hmm. And the random explanations, the atheist materialist explanations, are just not panning out. Darwin, when he wrote The Origin of Species, said he wanted to confront the appearance that animal life was designed mm-hmm. and try to explain that appearance away through facts. Well, the facts aren't there. Fossils for all those intermediate forms aren't there. It's not that there are missing links. It's that most of the links are missing. There is really the fossil record does not match any theory at all. Darwinism and neo-Darwinism are in total chaos, and I think if people should read more about that, go look at the Discovery Institute's website, evolutionnews.org, and you'll see just the evidence keeps piling up that Darwinism is wishful thinking for people who don't want there to be a God.
Well, exactly. And what it did, it opened the door. I mean, it took a couple of years for it after he had presented his theory. But when they embraced it, I think it was about 10, 12 years later, when they mm-hmm. embraced the theory, they ran away with this. I mean, the eugenicists came out from hiding.
Oh, yeah?
It just, you know, this was the new God of the universe. I mean, God is constantly being replaced. I mean, and guess what? God's not insulted. He knows what's going on. There's nothing new under the sun here. And this is what we're going through right now, is that the globalists want us to believe. They want us to exchange, like the Book of Romans says, the truth for a lie. And the lie is their new God. It starts in the churches. This is why I'm looking at the churches to see how they are mounting up a defense and an offense against this aggressive movement. Sadly, too many churches are folding their tent all in the name of protecting their their tax exemptions and what have you to go along get along with this imperialistic government that we're in. But boy, I'll tell you, what they're doing to their sheep is an absolute disaster. And if Jesus doesn't come and deal with this in a radical sort of way, in an emphatic sort of way, you get the church, you get guns, people are going to, what devices are they going to be left up to? I mean, here in America, we say in God we trust. Still, many of us believe that to be the case, and that's who we trust ultimately. You cannot trust Joe Biden. You can't trust Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
Don't turn in your guns. That's the hill to fight on, and I mean fight quite literally. Mm-hmm. If they take away private firearms in America, we have no rights left. So that is the hill to fight on, to die on, in the most literal sense of the word. Anyone who tries to take your guns, you don't let them. Don't let them take you alive. That's my attitude.
Yeah.
That is my red line. I'm going to go out like Scarface. Say hello to my little friend.
Yes, exactly. Well, you know, and we talked about the church and Christians, and you wrote at stream.org, Rules for Rational Christians. Number one, seek the golden mean, right?
Yeah, this is a chapter from my upcoming book on the connection between gun rights and the Christian view of the person. And in it, I argue for intellectual balance and taking all aspects of a problem into account and seeking a moderate approach. For instance, after the George Floyd was killed, people were screaming, we need racial equity. equity. We need to rebuke the police. They were like drunken hotheads racing off a cliff, like the Gadarene swine jumping, diving into the sea. And politicians were giving license to rioters and looters to smash up our cities and smash the windows of businesses and steal their merchandise. Those people didn't kill George Floyd, but it was a mass hysteria whipped up by communist activists and anarchist activists from Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Those organizations were never punished. In fact, the rioters are being let go without any charges. Meanwhile, we've got two or three dozen peaceful protesters from January 6th who were let into the Capitol Rotunda by the Capitol Police and suddenly swept up, and now they're in solitary confinement as political prisoners under the Biden administration.
Can you believe that, John? Solitary confinement for normal citizens going there, exercising their civic duty and right, and as you said, in many cases, invited into the rotunda by the police. I mean, you look at the video there. I mean, they're going through the Capitol building, many like they were on a tour.
Oh, yeah. My friend was a few hundred feet away, and he almost went in, but he got a bad feeling. I think his guardian angel warned him off.
Oh, thank God. Yes, exactly. Well,
but, I mean, it's unspeakable.
Yeah.
It's unspeakable.
And the other thing you're talking about in terms of George Floyd, now we have the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. His family met with the president and the vice president this past week, you know, to talk about this Justice and Policing Act. I mean, we're using George Floyd, a very complex and troubled man who died sadly. And with all the complexity and yet due process that we still have yet to understand, but there's no way we're going to understand it in the midst of all this emotion and idealism that's flying around.
No, they've made an idol out of a man who was, you know, breaking the law in a minority neighborhood with a non-white business owner, you know, using counterfeit currency. And that wasn't appropriate. What Derek Chauvin did to him wasn't appropriate, and it was wrong. I think it was probably negligent homicide. I don't think it was second-degree murder, but, I mean, they could have convicted Derek Chauvin of invading Poland in 1939. And if they had put that charge in front of the jury, they would have voted to convict.
Yeah. No.
It was a politicized trial of a man who was guilty of something, but they way overcharged him and they way over-sentenced him.
And then on top of that, help me understand. You know, the city gives the family $75 million even before, the case is settled in court.
That was, please stop writing money. Please, that was like shakedown money for the thugs of Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And it's like we're living in Colombia and having to pay the drug traffickers to please stop kidnapping our kids.
Well, they'd have been better off if they'd have done that directly and paid out Antifa and BLM and went and paid them out directly. I think that money might have been, you know, more effective as opposed to just paying it to the George Floyd Foundation.
I doubt that
money went to Antifa and BLM. Do you?
No, not that money. But I mean, but if you get the George Floyd family on board, then those organizations will have to step back. But Patrice Cullors, the founder of Black Lives Matter, who's a Marxist, has four mansions now.
Exactly. Yes.
So just like Lenin and Stalin living in the Tsar's palace, it's a political scam for money and power, and we should treat these people and these organizations with the contempt they deserve and boycott any business that throws money at these political cults and pyramids.
Exactly. And we'll leave it right there. He is the senior editor for stream.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know, Dr. John Zemarek. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you, Bill.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium?